Spota says two islip sites, Roberto Clemente Park and the vacant lot off Route 111, contain the banned pesticides DDT, chlordane, and dieldrin. He also says a host of hazardous metals, including arsenic and cobalt, were also found. According to the National Institute of Health, long-term contact with the pesticides and most of the metals have been linked to cancer. Authorities say the debris was dumped last July. Health officials say more evaluations need to be done before issuing recommendations. Spota outlined possible health concerns for children and adults who may have contacted the toxic debris.
That could have caused some risk. Again, I am not saying that as a positive. I am just saying that there is that possibility. I'm also told that in all likelihood, there will have to be a groundwater investigation conducted because of the potential for leaching of these contaminants down into the water levels.
Spota says the ongoing risk has been mitigated at Roberto Clemente Park because it has been covered and is off limits. But the Route 111 site, which is privately owned, still poses a risk because it is not covered. Two other sites, the one in Babylon and the PAL site in Islip, are awaiting test results. The site in Islandia was found not to contain asbestos, but tests for further contaminants continues. Spota says all the sites are connected and that his investigation continues. The town of Islip has placed blame for the dumpings on a single politically connected contractor. Charles Lane, WSHU News.